Mops and Cena.
G's boys on the mic, lifting heavy weights, keeping the game tight. Podcast kings bringing hammer. My remembered jokes, they never falter. Straight out of London, your beats be banging. Mops and Cena. The chief boys on the mic, lifting heavy weights, keeping the game tight. Podcast kings bringing all the banter. Married men with jokes, they never falter. Straight out of London, drill beats be banging. Maps insane, always steady hanging, pulling no punches. They keep it real pretty, 6 foot weights. The podcast that's so witty. From the streets of London, they conquered the game. Maps insane, known by every name, bringing the humor, a dose of reality. Married men with jokes, that's their specialty.
Wagwan, Mr. Maps.
Yo, what it do, what it is.
What it is, big man, are you alive and kicking?
I'm good, you sounded a bit flaccid on that entrance.
No, this is how I usually am. When I were today, who entered with the veve that you haven't been bringing. So it also took me by surprise.
It took me by surprise. Yeah, no. NH.
Which is good.
Yeah, no, we there. I just got a message saying I need to recharge. Folks, but no, guys, welcome back. It is another episode of 6 Foot Weights. Your favorite hour with your favorite cheese boys. My name is Tabo.
My name is Senna.
And oh yeah, you guys are going to be mad at this episode because... It's gonna be short, guys. It is what it is.
Anjalama sports,
they say. Mm-hmm. Right, like I said, we don't have that much time, so I'm going to crack on. My boss is British, so he loves saying crack on. So
Let's crack on.
Yeah, I'm a copycat guy. So it's like I hate now, like I've incorporated that into my vocab. But yeah, guys, let's crack on. And then I have another British colleague who likes to say bosh. And it's like
bosh.
It's annoying because like there's that song, which I think it had Zega Zega back then.
Shangane Bosch.
Exactly.
Shangane Bosch.
So every time he says that, I think about that song. So, but the way he used, like, oh yeah, so you just need to do these two things and then Bosch, Bosch, Bosch. Like,
Bosch.
And it's like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know where this Bosch thing came from. Our British listeners, please, is this part of your lingo? Let us know. I'm very curious to know that. But anyway, Mr. Moy.
Said note, it's crazy how DJ Spool still denies being Zega Zega.
Bro. Like,
over 24 years.
We are being this character. And it's not even funny.
The funniest thing was when he interviewed Zega Zega.
Bro. Like, you really take us for idiot, man.
You take us for Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh yes, quick housekeeping. I forgot to make one point with regards to the beef. Guys, we're not going to talk hip-hop this week because really nothing has happened. It's been silent, so there's no need to talk about that beef. But the one thing that I was talking about, how I was shocked at the reaction of people just kind of ignoring the allegations, the allegations made to Kendrick and stuff like that, and choosing to believe what they wanted to believe. This is why, for me, I always tell people, and I always, you know, try to live by this. Live for yourself, not for other people, guys. Because people are so fickle, it's ridiculous. So Kendrick comes out and calls Drake a pedophile, right? And then Drake, I think he, yeah. So, yeah. So, okay, so it was when Meet the Grahams dropped. And he's called him a pedophile, horrible person, blah, 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 right? All this other shit. And then that's where he dropped the bomb. Witty Kendrick has a daughter, right? So pedophile accusations, plus you have a secret daughter. Whatever. So when that song drops, Drake goes on Instagram and he laughs. He's like, oh, what 11-year-old daughter? Ha, ha, ha. This is, you know, check where you got your information, basically, right? So that's Drake's reaction. And then he then posts, oh God, remember what song that he posted? Yeah, it was something. Maybe I'm getting the order wrong, but basically, long story short, Drake, what's this thing called? quickly goes out and says, oh yeah, I think it was because of the Instagram post, right? So because of the Instagram post that he's put out, he's like, no, I have no 11-year-old daughter. The whole internet, right, goes, oh, so out of all of that, really, that's the only thing that you're going to address? He called you a pedophile and you are just talking about an 11-year-old daughter. Chief, why are you avoiding that? Why are you avoiding that? That was the whole energy on the internet, right?
Which
And
is
then
actually, I think that's fair.
I don't think it's fair. Wait, hold that thought, right? Hold that thought, because guess what happens the next day? So maybe the next day and a half, Drake drops the Heart Part Six, whatever the name of the track is, right? His last track where he was trying to bury the beef. So at that point, he addresses in a I don't think it was great the way that he addressed it, but he addressed it, right? I personally don't mind. But whatever. He addresses the pedophile allegation, says, yo, listen, I'm not a pedo. If I was a pedo, I'd be arrested, which really, nigga? You know, so I was like, I was disappointed in that, right? Then he brings out Millie Bobby Brown, the girl from Stranger Things, okay, who had the bald head. Apparently, people were insinuating, like, the word on the street was kind of like, oh, it's a weird relationship. That's what people were saying on the street, right? But anyway, so he brings that up. He's like, in a line, I don't even remember what the line was, but he says the name, her name, right? And then the whole internet goes, hey, so we went from why would you ignore the pedophile claims, right? We went from that to when he drops the Heart Part Six, the conversation immediately shifted. Like, oh yeah, he really is guilty because why are you even addressing that shit? And I was like, you niggas. Like, it was really like, if you want to see an example of damned if you do, damned if you don't,
Yeah, but I think,
that
look,
was
and it's always
hilarious.
going to be that way, right? With anything where you're facing criticism, you'll never win, right? So how many times have we seen it on social media, just in general? But I mean, social media, where someone does something wrong and then they come back with an apology. And then people are outraged at the apology. And then I sometimes read the apologies and I'm like, what else do you want this person to say? You know what I mean?
No,
So
honestly.
in any event, but I think the criticism was fair, because I think if you're going to respond to allegations, then it's like, why are you leaving the more serious ones, right?
But then, okay,
Because
so
then
how when he addressed it, or did
so
you
I
instead,
say,
did you feel
no,
better?
I would say, if I was him, I wouldn't have gone to social media at all to address it. If I'm not going to address everything, then there's no point. Then I might as well just keep quiet and then wait for my next song where I'll address
Okay,
the
but let's
issues.
fast
But I
forward. He
think,
dropped the song,
yeah,
he's addressed it. You as
it's too
Trina,
late.
why were you not satisfied then?
No, I'm not saying that I wasn't satisfied,
No, I'm asking
but
you as a
just,
person, not don't talk for other people. I'm asking you, were you satisfied when
I
he
didn't care. No, I was just like, whatever, whether, it's rap beef, right? Whatever you choose to address, when you address it, that's fine. But if I was him, you can expect outrage when you're now addressing something later that maps alleged. Like if you alleged something five paragraphs back, I mean, we're doing that thing. Women are always talking about it, that men, you'll send a man a paragraph and he'll only respond to one point in the paragraph,
But also, when you
right?
do that, does it mean that you're guilty, or does it mean you're not trying to deal with all the other bullshit?
But then if the accusation is more serious, then deal with it. Don't deal with the flimsy stuff because it just looks bad,
But also, what
right?
do you do? Again, I don't want to keep extending this conversation, but what would you do then? To address it properly as Drake in the moment, Kendrick has said X, what do you do?
Either don't address it at all or address everything.
Yes, when you say address it,
Don't.
what do you mean? Like, what did you want him to do, or what would
So
you have done?
if he's gonna go, if his strategy is I'm gonna go on social media and address this thing and clown it, then address and clown everything.
Clown both.
Don't just, yeah, you know, don't just come and go on social media and then you're gonna address the one thing and leave the more serious thing. Then people are like, how? But okay, fine. That wasn't even like the big thing. There was something else. And then for you to address it later, you've already lost the people
I think
in
maybe the
this journey
strategy
you're taking them
was
on.
one of those, like, if he pokes a hole in one thing, then what else is Kendrick lying about? I think that was the mentality that he and his team had, like, just address the, because if you go and you address everything, you kind of look, you can look guilty by addressing
Yes.
everything. So if you
Then it's like,
If I laugh at like bro, like then it makes all of your information. I think he was hoping. And again, it would have worked. If the people were behind Drake, it would have worked. People would have run with that narrative that Kendrick is a liar. He was fed information, blah, 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 blah. But because the people were behind Kendrick, like Kendrick got away with a lot. Like again, he still hasn't responded to the domestic violence allegations.
Which I think.
And nobody's asking that question. And nobody cares to even investigate that, which is shocking.
The public has more sympathy for him, put it that way.
But since bro is GBV, what do you mean, fam? Like, I don't
That's
care.
what I'm saying.
You could be my
That's
favorite.
what.
Like, if there's an allegation like that on your ass, like, how are we as a collective so sure that Drake is lying? You know, like, so you know, like, there was a whole hashtag believer or whatever. All of a sudden, it's a case of like, no, because this guy said it and we're not feeling this guy right now. There's absolutely zero credence to this. Like, really, no one is batting, and bro, there is no energy for this shit, which is people are so full of shit, bro. Like, this is such a great example of like all this, why am I, is a lot of this protesting and all this other stuff like that people do on the internet, not in physically, it's a different story, right? But specifically people who camp out on the internet and try to push shit, it's like, what are you, there's a lot of self-serving going on, right? And
Yeah,
clearly
it is.
it's happening right now. And I'm like, guys, like, if you really bought that shit, why aren't you asking these questions? I don't know.
But remember we had a whole chat about it back in the day when we speak about cancel culture. This is the last point on this, when we're saying, look, cancel culture is fun and games when it's R. Kelly and Cosby and guys you don't like. Wait till it's Chris Brown and people that you actually still listen to today, or people that you like. Then it becomes, no, we need to be have a more
It's nuance. When people are trying to peddle bullshit, the word nuance will come up a lot.
nuanced
You know, and like even with Drake, bro, like it's like the nuance that people have all agreed that Kendrick won, even his allegations. It's like, bro, like, yo, like someone needs to
Because,
in following up on like try your better. Can we investigate some things?
There's something, was it Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock, who was like, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, exact same crime, if we're being honest, that they're accused of. Fine, R. Kelly then was found guilty later on. MJ, he was found innocent. But then if you go by the very high threshold of cancel culture, Michael Jackson, no Michael Jackson song should be, especially if you watch like Surviving Neverland and all of those weird documentaries, no one should be listening to any of MJ's greatest hits. But it's difficult, right? Because we like MJ. We liked his music rather.
But anyway, Chief, let's move on. Let's move on. Like I said, I was excited. I have childlike excitement with what I have to share with you today, Mr. Moy. I'm going to share my screen, but I'm going to ask that you don't look at it initially.
Okay,
Okay? Don't look
so
at
I
your screen.
close my eyes.
Okay, share sound. I just need you to listen. You and the listeners
Okay.
are gonna hear this for the first time together.
Question.
Yes.
So what was that?
It's what AI decided is our theme song.
Okay. So it's got like dancey dance hall or
Yeah. So I told
whatever.
it I want a dancehall tune about 6 foot weights. And I gave it some prompts. Podcast hosted by me and you, blah blah blah. So let me play another one. I'll play a couple of these tunes. I had fun with this. This literally like just took an hour of my day today where I was just laughing because I couldn't believe how good some of these are. Okay.
All right.
Like so good that I'm like, yo, let's and shout out to the Two Broke Timbos. They're the one who sent me put me on this item because they tried it with their shit. So let me try this one.
Meet me in dance hall, move to beat. 6 feet weights podcast got me on my feet. Grooving to the rhythm, feeling so alive. We gotta rock the party. Come on, let's vibe. Living in the moment, no worries, no stress. 6 feet weights got
I could
us
effort
being
that.
our best. We
yeah.
can't have a good time, party all night long. Raising up the energy, singing this song.
So there's one, right? And then there's okay, let me try this one. Let me see if this one was good.
Cheese boys on the mic, turn up the sound. 6 feet with podcast, got the whole town, Mr. Maps and a real bad man said.
This is giving Zim dance.
We're here for a good time, not a long time. Let's get down, get your ears ready. Cause we're dropping the beats, talking fitness and fun. From the streets to the sheets. Cheese boys bring the energy like light, light
oh.
in the heat. Keeping moving all night, from the start to the fleet. 6 feet weights podcast is the place to be. Mr. Maps and Saint are the cheese boys, you see. We're here for a good time, not a long time. You agree, grab your headphones, let's vibe to the beat. Oh yeah.
What you say? What you say? Run me selector.
Oh my
Oh man.
gosh.
Yeah, no.
So
This is when it, bro, trust me, it's gonna get crazier. Let me see. I'll do like three more max. Because when I tell you I got
okay.
carried away, I really got carried away.
You really went in.
Let me see. This I think this one was a half decent.
Okay.
Hey. Yandu,
It sounds like
yandu.
Yano's. Did you
There's
say making us
something
dance
here.
all night?
There's something here, bro. Hey.
You're a funny guy.
Yeah, cool.
What a wow.
I've got two more and then I'm done.
Okay.
Then we can talk about it. Let me see. Let me share the last one. Okay, so this well, one more dance hall, and then
Okay.
I want you to listen to the other genre that I picked because it was funny as fuck.
We used to run the streets, but now we on the mic. Mr. Max and them Salasena bringing beauty life. We got the 6 foot words. It's a podcast like no other. Cheese boys representing hustlers. Listen and discover with jokes and stories that will make you laugh all day. We retired from the streets, but still hustling in our own way. Sharing wisdom and knowledge, give it back for free. The cheese boys got your back, spreading positive energy. So put your hands up, let the music take control. The 6 foot weights got you dancing on your toes. Mr. Max and Zala Senna, the host that never rests. Cheese boys in the building, making all the hustlers blessed.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many these are. Two more. Second last one. Second last one.
Let's go.
Yo, listen up, I got a story to tell about
Two married men who rock the podcast well. Mr. Maps and Don Senna, they the cheese boys. With jokes so cheesy, they making all the noise. They be dropping truth bombs, laughing all the time. Taking on the world, they staying in their prime. Talking about life, love, and everything in between. Mr. Maps and Don Senna, the podcast kings. 6 foot weights, that's the name of the show. Where they lift heavy topics, just so you know. They bring the humor, they bring the facts. Mr. Maps and Don Senna always bringing it back.
Last one.
Okay, okay.
Cheese boys on the mic.
Big man thing, you know.
Weights, keeping the game tight. Podcast kings bringing my remember jokes, they never falter. Straight out of London, your beats be banging. Maps and Zeno, the cheese boys on the mic, lifting heavy weights, keeping the game
tight. Like UK rap.
Podcast kings bringing all the band. My married men with jokes, they never falter. Straight out of London, your beats be banging. Maps and Zeno, always steady hanging, pulling no punches. They keep it real pretty. 6 foot weights, the podcast, that's so witty. From the streets of London, they conquer the game. Maps and Zeno, known by every name, bringing the humor, a dose of reality. Married men with jokes, that's their specialty.
I'm keeping that though. Married men with jokes, let's go.
That's the specialty.
Oh man. So
what a wow, what a wow, what a wow.
We have some intro tracks to pick from, Mr. Boy. This is this is all AI generated, guys. This is on Suno.com. You put in your prompt.
And then it churns out a tune.
It churns out a tune. So you try to, again, it's anyone who's worked with ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever, same exact way. You just try to prompt it in specific directions. Otherwise, it'll just do what it thinks it needs to do. And it's this piggybacks off a bigger conversation, which we can get into a little bit, which is OpenAI also launched. I forget what the name is, but it's ChatGPT. It's not ChatGPT. It's called GPT something. I sent it to you on Twitter. They were showing
the new GPT-4.
Hey,
4.0. I actually inadvertently used that without knowing that, because I think in the morning. Yeah, so I opened ChatGPT and then I was like, then it just said, you want to try a new thing? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. So is it working as advertised?
It's literally almost like, well, I haven't played around with it like you. I'm yet to see the difference between GPT-4 and GPT-4.0. I think that's what it's called.
So this one, I think they're using visuals and shit. So like,
you can use audio and
So it accesses your camera. You're saying, you know, what can you, like the first video is the guy talking about, what can you see? What do you think I'm doing based on my surroundings? And, you know, it's a lot of access to give a computer, which is kind of scary. But like, they did different videos. I'm just scrolling through. So they did interacting and singing. So they made it sing. They made it do a lullaby, real-time translation. Showed it on camera. What do you think is happening? It was a birthday. Someone hailed a cab using it. Dad jokes. It was incorporated into a meeting, of which I talked about. I forgot what the name of the company is now. But they are selling AI personas who could be part of your team. So part of the sales team or whatever team, this is a real person. Senna is an AI generated persona who's part of the team, which is, you know, kind of crazy. But yeah, the big rock, paper, scissors with it. So
my takeaway thought was,
let's
go back seeing to a lot of,
what did you think
SoundCloud
of
SoundCloud rappers going forward? Because the more I think about it, if it can, because some of these, you can obviously see like, okay, where it could be refined or in certain moments where it can be fine-tuned. Yeah. But like as a starting base, this, you could make really, really good music.
Crazy,
from those prompts. You could do a lot. The one of them, I don't know which one you played, and I immediately thought, yay, Jonathan Moyo would kill for this back in his day. No, when he was, well, Minister of Information, but when he was Minister of Propaganda in Zim, and he was bringing out Osisonke, Titose, Go Warriors, all those, you know, all those Hondo Eminda songs that were on national television. I think if he had access to this, he would be a very dangerous man in Zimbabwe. would be jingle after, like, that man would be releasing, he'd be
Oh
releasing
man.
new songs every week.
No, I think the Zim advertising industry could use a bit of this. Like
I think,
yeah, some of the stuff they're
I
putting
actually
out is
think they
pretty bad.
shouldn't. They'll just, it'll be jingle after jingle
No,
after
but because
jingle.
the good thing about this is, like, at the very least, there's a baseline quality of a lot of these tunes. At least this is version three of Suno. It's gonna get better and better, right? Audio quality and stuff like that. It's gonna get a lot better, and it's gonna be cool. So, like, I think, yeah. And again, I'll go back to kind of like I had fun with this. This was dope because, again, sometimes if you're not a full on, I don't want to produce music right now, right? It's the middle of the day. I want to just get something, get access to it real quick, and put it out there. There's at least 10, just 15 songs that I made, right, in a span of an hour, right, in terms of just trying to prompt and change different things and see how this sounds and whatever and whatever. But, like, if it was, yo, let's get in the studio and cook up some of this stuff, like, if there's not already presets that you're using, you're not getting 10 different tracks or different sounding tracks in an hour. You're just not doing that, right? And that's going to be the vast use case for a lot of people, like me and you, right? So when me and Nat had this conversation, whatever, maybe it's a month or two ago at this point, I thought it was a very valid conversation that, like, look, guys, this technology is cool, but the direction that we're getting, this is the worst that it's going to be. Right now, where we are, it's not like it's gonna get worse. It's just gonna get better and better and better. So already with that, was it Sora or whatever that we were talking about? Like, it's gonna get to the point where, your TV store or game or whatever is not gonna pay for that footage that they use for those TVs. They're just gonna make it on Sora and put it out there because they just want a pretty 8K video that can loop the whole day for free, right? That's what they want. That's the use case, right? So a lot of these different things are going to be affected. Is it going to be in the next Marvel movie? Not right now, but who knows in 5 years' time how good it could be, where directors can now cut corners and, like, because right now, I'll tell you, with the animation industry, it takes a long time to come up with a movie or even anime, right? To animate it takes a while, right? Which is why, seasons take over a year to come through. But then if this technology comes in and now you're telling illustrators that, yeah, we can cheat the system a little bit, or you're telling studios, rather, not illustrators, we can cheat a little bit because the AI can do this, this, and that. Like, any ways to pay people less and put product out faster equals higher revenue, higher profits. Like, these things are going to come into play, right? And these guys are going to fund it. They're going to fund it because it's going to save them, manpower and increase profits. Like, that's the way that they're seeing it in terms of 5, 10 years from now. That's why I'm like, guys, it's fun to play with. For us, with our podcast, sure, let's have a good time. But then now, what happens when the bigger podcast that would have just paid someone to do it, and it gets to, studio level production? Like, I don't know. Is it naive to think it's
No, I
never
don't
going to
think it
get
is.
there?
I don't think it is. I look at all these the example that you're giving now, right? If and I'm not even talking about just being a major podcast. Think of it as you're working on a project. So a lot of these projects, movies, whatever it is, they pay a lot of money to record producers. So, like, if you watch some movies, you might even see guys like Timbaland, Dr. Dre, Lebo M, all these guys who will be there as, sound engineers or producers or created the soundtrack for some of your favorite movies, right? You look at it now, if I'm a movie director and, 20th Century Fox says, hey, we can save about $1 million on the budget if we use AI as opposed to going to Timbaland or whoever to produce the score or to do the soundtrack. I think it's,
Hans Zimmer, right?
I think it's going to be fascinating. I think we're going to see a lot more human replacement. My boss actually has very interesting views on AI. So when GPT 3.5 came out, he wasn't worried at all. He was like, nope. He tried it out, he played with it. He's like, nope, this is not taking people's jobs. It's not good enough. And basically chucked it. He's like, nah, I don't think so. Then GPT-4 came out and he's like, okay, now you have my attention. And his views on this have always been that we shouldn't be scared of AI. We should leverage AI. And that's the kind of the attitude that we have in our profession. But I think in the grander scheme of things, I think you'll start to see people relying on external service providers more if AI can just do it.
No, I think, again, with like the obviously the Hans Zimmer stuff, like replacing his scores, we're still years away. But it's coming. Like, here's the thing. My thing is, like, whether it's 5 years or 10 years down the line, it will get that good, right? Because you're teaching something. Like, the way these models work and are updated, like, it's consistently learning, right? And you're getting incredibly smart individuals to teach a machine to learn and keep learning. So at some point, it will get to that, like it will chew on enough data that it is almost identical in whether it's in music production or photos or videos or speeches, whatever it could be, right? Like that's kind of the direction that it wants to go. And like, I agree with you. Use tech, use this stuff to enhance the way you know, do your job, have fun, whatever you're interested in using AI for. Absolutely, I agree. But my fear is when it comes to big corporates, they're led by greed. That's where my fear is. So us, I ain't worried about and boutique firms, like, they know to put people first for the most part. But the big corporates are going to be like, right, so what can this AI do that I can fire some associates?
Yeah, right.
Right. Where it's like, I just need a manager and, like, you know, four consultants, and then the rest is, you know, like all this kind of stuff. That's the way that they're always going to look at these things. And then they'll keep charging, you know, their clients out the ass. But it's like inside, they've fired half the workforce because they're like, no, the AI is pretty accurate when it comes to XXX calculations. Then now I just need the manager to read through the reports to make sure the shit is coherent and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way that they're going to look at it. What can we do to replace talent? Because it's all about, Wall Street wants to see, you know, growth. They want to see, you know, additional shares and share value and blah, 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 blah. Like, that's how these guys are led. And if cutting down the workforce impresses investors, if investors go, yo, this AI shit is popping, why aren't you doing it? They will twerk for the dollars. Like, they will twerk for the share price. Like, it's a fact, right? So I'm curious to see how it goes from that perspective, you know, at the end of the day. But yeah, it's a tricky situation. You also check it out. Go to OpenAI's page. I think it's probably even pinned to their Twitter page, and see the videos that they put out. Like, it's some of the stuff that it's doing is, like, obviously it's not perfect. Even like, you could tell it was when they were talking to the AI of it. I don't even know if it's got a name. I'm sure she's got a name, but like, they were like, oh, okay, can you put a bit more emotion into what you're saying? And it's you can tell it's what a computer thinks emotion should be. You know what I mean? Or emoting. Like, you can tell. And it's not perfect. And it's, again, by no means are they saying it's meant
remember
to be perfect.
Remember when we once asked ChatGPT to send a rude text? Do you think it can still do that? Then you... Let me see if ChatGPT-4, please... Please drop. What am I saying?
What do you mean? Breakup message?
A rude breakup.
Let's see if it's changed from the last message.
Time. Huge breakup method to a cheating girl. Let's see. Ah, no, it hasn't. So it fixed it. So last time, remember, it didn't thingy. It didn't even suggest. It was just like, I can't do this. So the latest iteration actually drafts a more considered and sincere message.
Okay. No, fair. Absolutely fair. Let me take a look here and see, because we're really running short on time. Oh, yes. So do you know what that essay comedian is? The chubby guy who's always making videos on Instagram? Do you know what his name is?
The essay
Yeah, like
comedian.
a light-skinned-ish dude, big beard, bald head. I think his name is like Jams or something like that.
Oh, I'm not
Okay.
sure. There's a few that I can think of,
Anyway,
but
so
yeah.
he put out a video. I think I even sent it to you, but I'll send it to Linda to plug it in for this week.
Yo guys, so I just came from showering at the gym because my shower's busted at home. So guys are fixing it. Yo, I wasn't prepared. I was not prepared. They must tell you before you go shower at the gym at Virgin Active that you must shower like this. Hey, the things I saw there, bro. Hey, I was like that. Have you seen that video that's training with brother? Hey, brother, what's that, brother? What's that? Hey, bro. And one bro even like noticed me. He's like, yo, man, aren't you the champion in the community? Hey, man, yeah, how are you doing? And I looked at, oh, you, hi. What an experience. What a trauma. Whatever. It's. I'm feeling a lot of emotions right now. I didn't know people were just. And some guys just walk tall like this, and they're like, yeah, everyone's gonna see this. Yeah.
So he put out a video talking about how he went to the gym because the shower, he showered at the gym rather, because the shower at his house was bust, right? And then he was like, yo, guys, I was not prepared for the trauma that was in the gym. Basically, depending on where you are in the world, there are a lot of men and women who are very comfortable being naked in a locker room, right? Like, butt ass naked. So that was the trauma that he was talking about, and it reminded me of my first year, bro. I was scarred, bro. This was when I still lived in Ethiopia. I went to the gym. It was like spring break or something like that. And it's mid basketball season, so I'm trying to stay in shape or whatever and work out. So I told my mom, like, hey mom, I want to go to the gym with you, sign me up for a week. She's like, okay, cool. She signs me up. So I go next morning, work out, work out, work out. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? Let me just shower at the gym. I've got my stuff, and change. Go to the locker room to shower, and I bump into this Bali, bro. This man, this is I'm like 15 years old. This man was probably anywhere between 60 to 70 years old. Anywhere in that bracket. So think old man, right? Ethiopian Bali. And my man, like, he was behind the one of the lockers, right? He was coming from the bathroom. So like I hadn't yet seen. Like I knew I could hear someone is walking, but I hadn't yet seen him. He comes around the corner and bruh, no towel in sight, my guy. No towel in sight. And then he comes to his locker and literally looks at me and doesn't even care that I'm there, or not startled, like nothing said, like as if you the same way you could bump into someone right now in the street and just you don't give a fuck, you keep it moving, right? But my man's junk is just out, bro. I've never seen a set of balls hang that low in my life. It was traumatic, bro. Like that's just I was like, listen, fam, like that's. Your meat shouldn't look like that, and it shouldn't be out like that. Like it was, whew, like yeah. I literally was just you know when you like you don't even want to go back to the gym. I don't think I ever showered at the gym after that. Like that in that specific gym, I was like nah. Fam. Like the good thing about now when you live in a locuzen in an Arab country is that yeah,
Muslim
cause we
country,
are
yes.
conservative. Let's not be wilding out here. No, 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 don't play those games. Don't play those games. But it's changing rooms are you can see some shit. And I don't know who I was talking to. I think maybe it was my wife where she was like, yeah, women are out here letting your hang too, bro. And just going, and it's like, bro, like sometimes, I don't know. It just, yeah. I feel like if
It's a bit
it's a
of
lot.
a
I think it's a lot to just see. Without
So
consent.
these things are funny because I think it comes from, Depends on your background. So I look at, I remember primary school. In primary school, it was always change, no one sees your ish, right? Then you go to high school and it's the same thing, right? Change, no one sees your ish.
No, I feel you like randomly it's had, swimming, though. When we used to go for swimming, it was kind of...
Yes. Swimming was a bit more tricky because now people...
exactly. Things
and then you had the more conservative guys who would, you know, take off their briefs underneath the towel. I feel like it's the second week we're having the awkward chat. So the guys would obviously have the towel over them, then they'd thingy, and then, you know, change underneath the towel to make sure that their stuff is not out there. Then you had the more confident guys, wouldn't care about, just walk around with their stuff.
Man said confident.
And yeah, there has to be a such, I don't know how to put it. What else was it? Or it's just a home training thing. It's just like, oh, I'm a guy.
Yeah, I mean,
guy.
I guess my question to you is it appropriate? Let's start there. Like, do you think it's appropriate to just kind of, like, if we're in the changing room, it's all guys, is it appropriate to be butt-ass naked? Or...
I used to think it was because of that thing that we went through at school where it's everyone's very conservative. Then I tend to think, okay, is it because we're teenagers, we're all going through, like, various stages of growth, so people are more shy and awkward? But now, I'll go to Virgin Active, for example. They, especially the older guys.
Yeah, no, the Bali's have a problem.
They're man.
Bali's give zero fuck.
Their man just be out here, bro. They just like, yeah.
No. I don't know what it is. Like, maybe you get to a certain age and you're just like, it is what it is.
Yeah, and then half the time, right? Like if I'm in the change room and then I'm getting my bags and stuff. And then someone is, you know, just out here with their stuff and they're in close proximity. I always feel like I don't want to be like lingering too long because, you know, it just might seem
awkward. Okay, so I think we can conclude.
So I realized that.
Just because
some people
might not be comfortable.
No, I don't think. But I don't think it is.
I think it is. No, because why
so many people do it?
Why you make other people uncomfortable? Right? I think if enough people are like, yo, listen, I'm not trying to see your meat and your balls in my face. Like, I think it's fair to be like, guys, wrap, put on a towel. I think it's fair, right?
Look, I used to think so until I got into the big bad world, right? So at Virgin Active, every time I go, it's more frequent that you'll just find some timer out there with meat outside, right? It happens. Then I'm thinking, cool. What's the definition of inappropriate? Is it inappropriate if me or a couple other people are like, or if I'm walking in here and then every day there's just guys with, will free to change however they want? Is it, you know, is that considered appropriate behavior? So I struggle with deeming it or labeling it as inappropriate just because so many people do it.
So what you're saying is, what are the numbers? How many people? So for you to make something inappropriate, what's your scale? How many people, or what are your measurements or measuring points to say, you know what, this is how the room is feeling, let's outlaw this thing? How do you measure that for yourself?
Ooh. So I go to the gym, on a very good week, I'll go 3 to 4 times on a good week. On a bad week, I'll go once. If in a week, I'll go 3 times and each day I go, I'll see guys with just their stuff out. Then I'm like, actually, you know what? That actually might be, you know, that might be the norm. It might be more of the norm
but
than
is it okay? Because I can easily flip the conversation and be like, okay, ladies, if no less than 8 men are checking you out at the gym when you work out, then we can't outlaw it. It's the small couple of guys that
enough.
Are in
I think
the, you know, like some of these things it shouldn't be a volume game, but it should be like a, guys, we're not all aligned on whether this is appropriate or not. We know that as a fact, right? We're not all aligned. So because mm-hmm. we're not all aligned, the safest thing is to just say, listen, guys, wrap it up. That's just the easiest thing to do.
That would be the easiest thing. That would be the easiest thing. I don't know. The funny thing with change rooms, right, is just there's such a... Do you consider change rooms?
It's not your bedroom. It's a public.
Yes.
It's
a public.
Right? It's a public space. So it's like, if it's not your bedroom, then
maybe the bigger conversation. Okay. Maybe the bigger conversation. Why do guys feel comfortable stepping out like that with their stuff out?
Because
maybe they grew up in an environment where it was like, oh, okay, we're all guys. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
But the world has changed. There's dudes that are like, and here's my thing, we're not all the same, right? There's mm-hmm. dudes who are, number one, we're not all Christian, we're not all Muslim, atheist. Like, there's so many different practices that we have on a religious front. And then just general people's ethics and morals, they're different, right? And then also our sexuality as well is different, right? So like, if I don't know, like, it's just, there's so many things that we do not align on in general, if we're just strictly talking even as guys, that I'm like, nah, just like, I don't know, maybe I've been here too long. It's just, to me, it would be jarring to see a badass naked man in a changing room and just be like, ah, bruh, like, can you put that away? Like,
yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
No, there's something that we picked out, bro. I think we both acknowledge that it's more common with the older guys, yeah, right? The older gents, yeah, the timers. That also just have this era of just not giving a fuck in the gym. Do you think it's generational? And that back in the day, it used to be fine. We're all guys. You know, I don't mind you seeing my meat. It is what it is. And now guys are a bit more like, yes, we're all guys, but I don't want you seeing my stuff.
I think in general...
Has it shifted over time where guys are now like, oh, yeah. Guys have become more conservative, and
I think you can say that.
Sensitive.
I think you
could
say, yeah, in general. I think my wife asked me this once. She was like, "Do you guys change in front of each other? Like, be butt ass naked?" I was like, "Nah, bro, niggas put on towels, right?" Because last time we were in Cape Town. Like, we had an Airbnb. It was like three of us who were staying together. So she was like, "So if yours, you know, someone's in the shower, whatever, are they hopping out naked?" I'm like, first of all, like, why is your mind in the gutter? But like, I'm like, no, like, niggas will come out either in their boxers or whatever. And it's like, yeah, you know, that's cool. It's what's acceptable across all of us, right? Because out of the three of us, if someone were to come out naked, maybe one of us goes, eh, I don't care. But maybe the other goes, I do care. Like, bro, what the hell? So for the sake of peace in the house, we just go with what are basic practices, which is, yo, put on a towel, put on your boxes, something, right? Like, I don't know. But it's because, yeah, me, especially 70-year-old me, is kind of traumatic to look at, right? Like, I'd sooner, I feel like...
Honestly,
for me personally, a younger individual, I would get over it, right? It's kind of like, eh, whatever.
What do you mean by that?
I genuinely, so I would get over it. If some dude that is either in his 20s or 30s... is butt naked in the gym,
Maps,
I'll get over it quickly, dog. Dude. Like, it's whatever. Yeah, it's a minor annoyance.
Like, meat is meat, no, dog. There's... Like, what the hell? Senna, yeah, fine. I think it'll still traumatize me.
Have you ever
way.
Seen a 70-year-old guy's penis? Have you ever seen it?
At the gym.
Okay. That shit is different, bro. That shit don't look like my shit, man. So, again, it's just... Your mind wonders, like, bro, what, like, how many hands have you run through for it to look like that? Like it's just so many things. It's just in your mind that just thoughts that you don't need to have, where it's just, why am I even wondering about these things, right? Like, is my shit gonna look like that in like 50 years time? Like, it's just so unnecessary, which is why I'm like, no, at least a young, there's nothing to see, bro. And appear, there's honestly nothing to see. You move on. Like, if dude is butt, if Senna's butt is naked, it's like, whatever. You move on. You're okay. You're okay mentally, right?
But then if Kulu's Malibani is badass naked, that's naked. Sarah, when I tell you that shit was hanging low, bruh. It was, that shit was quarter to his knees, bruh. Like, yo.
Oh, shit.
It was traumatic, bruh. I didn't want to go back to the gym. I was literally, and it's like, I can't even go home and tell my mom, like, mom, this shit has just happened. Like, you can't even go home and just, there was no one to speak to. It was just. Home.
And be like, sorry, mom, I don't want to go back to the gym. What's wrong? The things
and it's
I
also,
saw.
And also the other thing, she's just paid for it, right? She's paid for a week at the gym. I can't go back and be like, hey, actually, that money that you spent on me, that you didn't have to spend on me, I'm actually going to, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, anyway.
It's just a little bit of meat, bro. Like, don't be scared. It is what it is.
Nah. Bali's miss me. Bali's can miss me, bro. Like you said, with peers, we grew up together, like, you know, whatever, swimming class, whatever. It's like, it happened, right? It happened. That's what I'm saying. It's not a big deal. With peers, it's really not, it's not something that's going to stick in your mind, right? I'm not going to be like,
but why would it stick in your
because
mind?
Because that shit is just foul, bro. When you're old, it just doesn't look okay, right? It's gone through war. Think about it. I'll put it this way. The easiest way to put it across to you, right? Think of a lion, right? Mm. A lion that's in its prime. You'll see it and like, oh, okay, there's a lion. And you move on with life. The wounded lion, which is limping, has got battle scars. And it's like, that one sticks in your mind because, like, damn, nigga, what did you go through?
Don't you feel like, here's the thing, I think you would probably react with more negative emotions, like fear or disgust, potentially, or even just like, you might look at it and just be like, oh, I'm scared of what eventually me looking like that, or you might just be disgusted by the sight of it, which is also fine. But I think for the most part, I'm just like, whatever, man.
I'm not trying to see that, bro. It doesn't look aesthetically pleasing, right? it just doesn't, like, it's like, nah, bro, it's nah, it's over the hill.
Do you think women feel the same way with, like, older grannies at the gym?
I don't know, that would be a good question. But I know, I thought you were going was, like, the other thought that goes into my mind, right? If I see a body, like, badass naked, I'm like, yo, like,
yeah, I'm just like, these.
Yeah, that's literally, yeah, that's the thought that comes. I'm like, ha! So you met, like, it's like, you
these,
know,
these hands.
Nah,
be brave.
Bro, it's. I'm like, yeah, I know you guys are soldiers, man. Like, I know men went to war, but this is nothing, bro, compared to going. Like it's crazy, dog. I'm like, ha! So every
that's
every
why
night,
they deserve
my
all
man
the
is
they get,
pulling
bro.
That item out and bruh. Anyway, you know, I just I swear at it. I honestly, I you know.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Mop.
On this episode of Dick Talk. guys. I think if you're an older body, you know, yeah. It's not okay.
If you're anyone, I think what Tabo says
is
if you're anyone,
let's go in, you know, general. Wrap it up. Anyone, the standard rule is like, you know, guys, let's just, you know, let's keep all of everybody comfortable in the space that we share. Let's all just kind of adhere to basic rules. But especially
before
if you're
go,
over the
I
hill.
I have a question.
You especially. Really, what are you doing at the gym? Your time has come and gone, my nigga. Take a walk at the beach like the rest of your peers. Why are you in the gym? What are you even lifting?
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, you were saying.
Actually,
you see, the old who has a wild opinion on this podcast, this center, it's not me, guys. Y'all be trying to put that shit on me. It's like, it's really not me.
No, I had a question. Because I think, so I see it and I'm like, okay, do you, my guy. I personally wouldn't, but do you. Do you think, so I think penises are just awkward in general. Like, no one likes penises, let's be honest. No one likes talking about them, except with their partners. No one wants to see one in general. So then it just ends up being like a thing which no one ever wants to see, no one wants to talk about, right? Cool. Is that a phobia?
Maybe.
Technically?
I guess. You know, you just reminded me of a mutual friend of ours. I think maybe this was when we were in high school or something like that, maybe uni, but I think high school probably. My man was like, he never watches, like, he whenever he watches porn, he'll only ever watch women being eaten out. And I said, why?
And yeah. I used to fast
forward. But I was like, yes. He's like, he never watches the head scenes. I'm like, okay. And then, I only watch women being eaten out. I'm like, okay, why would you do that? He's like, no, because, like, I ain't trying to see the dick. And I'm like, okay, but you want to see the face of a man. You know what I mean? Like, to me, the logic didn't make sense. Because, like, if you're watching a hand get hit, if it's not two women, it's a dude.
Do you know what I think we need to do? No, you know what I think we need to do in the next... There's something that we did a few years ago, but in Dodja Masmat, right? I think we need to bring this back in a different context. Because I think as men, we probably need to have a conversation about why we hold so many of these opinions, right? There's this one thing that someone posted that none of us ever talk about, right? They said, if you cut your hair frequently, at some point, by accident... In the hundreds of times you've cut your hair, at some point by accident, your barber's meat might touch your shoulder or your arm or your head or whatever. But because for all, I don't know what it is, like about heterosexual guys, straight guys, we're just so awkward about penises.
I think they're called private parts for a reason. Yeah, so let's.
But I think if even the way I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm like, listen, even the way we talk about sex, it's like, I smashed, you know.
What do you want to people to say?
You didn't smash. I think the language that we've attributed to our penises, and the language that we've just attributed.
What
to
do you want them to say?
That tool, man and quit depends. Man and quit. I think it's just. It's so macho and aggressive and whatever and all these things, right? But we are so scared of just even like seeing
one. Because if it's not yours, what
we're having conversations.
It's not mine.
Of course, right? Of course. And that's where I think a lot of the time with it's branding, probably branding, the way we want it to be perceived by the world. And what we actually when we're not the ones with it and having sex with women and doing these things with it in any other context, we're just so awkward about it as men. Like we're just so awkward about seeing it or talking about it. Okay, what was your question again?
What do you want men to say instead of saying I smashed or I hit or whatever?
I had sex with her.
That's.
No, I'm not saying we shouldn't. Okay, I'm not saying we shouldn't use that language. I'm just saying it's actually curious how whenever we speak about our penis, it's always this macho attitude as if this thing...
Because it's a very macho act that we do.
Like guys would be like, I'm rock
okay.
hard. Okay. Like, that's not even close to being rock. Like, what the hell? No, but do you not see that, like I said, these last two episodes have just...
Yeah, now I might need to take a break, man, because, like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, what the hell's happening? But I'm saying, I think inadvertently the language that we use makes it just a very awkward thing, because when you talk to women about it, it's like, yeah, I'm going to come give you this dick. Hey, I'm rock hard. Hey,
this is the second time you've said you're rock hard.
People be like, no, it's just it's a thing. And even when people like, okay, masturbating, I was beating my meat. No, you weren't. You were stroking it, motherfucker. But then because the language, stroking is a bit like, oh, it's sensual and a bit soft in language. No, I was beating it. No, you weren't beating it. Like, I know what beating is.
Okay.
I'm just saying, some of our language...
You've landed your point. Around that penises. Last example, I'm like, okay, I kind of see where you're coming from now.
No one ever says, oh, I was stroking.
No, but I mean, for a while there, it was called jerking off, right? So it's like,
But even that, but it's like, it's like seen as, oh, this thing, it's like a dismissive act. It's like a jerk.
Now you're reaching.
I was just trying to fulfill something. I'm not even
much.
Reaching.
You're okay, doing
fair
too
enough.
Much.
Maybe you're doing I'm doing too much. Like, maybe nah, I'm doing too much. Maybe it's this tequila. See, this
You see, now it makes sense. This is the tequila episode. Guys, this is the tequila episode. Said I was not coherent, hence.
No, I was coherent. I was very coherent. The thing is, the point I'm trying to make is, our conversations around the male penis as guys just makes it awkward for us to interact in any other way with it. So now when we see in the gym, or when it's like a bit awkward, we're just like, we're a bit scared. Because what's this thing going to do to me?
Guys, keep the meat to yourself. That's the theme of today's episode.
Anyways.
Keep that shit to yourself. It belongs to you. Let it stay with you. We don't need... It's in Genap, you know, between you and your meat. As in Gen. That's the answer. But anyway...
I need two dips.
Yeah, no. I got you. Yeah, so we've got nothing else on the docket. Besides... Yeah, nothing else. Everything else would would take time. Guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and as usual, like the ting, subscribe to the ting, retweet the ting, and if you don't, we are inclined to believe you're a penis watcher. Mr. Boyle.
Laters.